This is In the News Update for August the 6th, 2022, on the Saturday Early Morning Edition, Part 2. Continuing on with the War Room, hosted normally by Owen Schroer and friends. And, of course, he's got guests on there today. Lots of stuff happening, but also things are looking up for the midterm elections. It looks like it's got the globalists and the elite all shaking and peeing in their britches because it's not going the way they want it, of course. And people are cluing in and waking up to the fact that we are being taken over and that our country has been sold out in many ways. And people are starting to wake up that we need to stand up and turn against this. Let's get back to more of that and to save Alex Jones and his crew, as well as all of us. Because if they can get away with this atrocity and all this level type of lying of deception, type of deception that they're doing, then they'll be doing that out for the rest of us. So that's why it's more and more important, so monumentally important, to stand for freedom and to also to exercise it. All right? And let's get back to here and hear what this lady had to say at CPAC today. It's so important. I want you to hear this because it's so true. What can happen to Alex Jones and what is happening to him also is a set precedent for the rest of us on independent media. So that's why it's so important that you support us any way you can. All right, here we go. Let's get to it.
Is at CPAC, and she was just speaking moments ago, and God bless Marjorie Taylor Greene for saying this on a CPAC stage just moments ago.
At the same time, Sarah, you want to know something? Like somebody like Alex Jones, who did say some things, but yet he is being politically persecuted right now and being forced to pay out millions and millions of dollars. And no one agrees with what he said, but what we're tired of is the political persecution. I'd like to know when the Democrats and the liars in the media and the people that canceled all of you and me on big tech, when are they going to pay all of us millions of dollars, right?
That's right. Yes.
Or what about all the people that said the vaccine was 100% effective and now at least 30,000, according to the VAERS reports, have died from vaccine side effects? So, you know, God bless Marjorie Taylor Greene for having the courage to say that. And, you know, I think it's sad. You heard a small round of applause for Alex Jones, but I think it's sad that there wasn't a roar of applause because the sad news is for all of these people speaking at CPAC, and for many of them, it's already the case, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, you're going to get the Alex Jones treatment, whether you realize it or not. You might not like Alex Jones. You might not agree with everything he said, but he warned you about everything the Democrats are going to do, and now they are doing them. He warned you about everything the globalists were going to do, and now they are doing them. And guess what? That's why they censored him first. But because you didn't stand up for Alex Jones when he got censored off the internet, now look at what's happening. Donald Trump gets censored. Marjorie Taylor Greene gets censored. Doctors get censored. Lawyers get censored. Everybody gets censored. Well, this is now the test case. Alex Jones, yet again, can we destroy a man, destroy him financially, destroy his reputation, and take down his company in the court of law? And if they can do it, everyone else is next. So God bless Marjorie Taylor Greene for saying that. Yes. And it's really too much of a shame that CPAC won't even allow the most politically persecuted man in America to be at their events or have a booth. Yeah, and that people are too afraid to applaud Alex for everything he's done when they steal his identity and try to act like one thing he's talked about in his whole career is his body of work when it's not. So I just wanted to salute Marjorie Taylor Greene and say thanks to her. God bless her for that. Yes. And also, folks, remember to get Alex's book. This is what we're trying to do right now in the culture war. Keep Alex's book at number one on Amazon. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones on Amazon. Keep it on the top seller list. And you just heard, we're waiting for the next verdict right now, but you heard about the first one. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And hopefully, if we have a good month financially, maybe this latest court case won't sink us. It's not looking good right now, but we're going to fight it out until we got nothing left. No air in our lungs, no blood in our beating through our veins, folks. So I just wanted to put that out there. I'm going to go back to listening. This has been a fantastic show. Clay Clark, take it back over.
All right, Owen, thank you. We're joined here by Roger Stone now and Pastor Leon Benjamin. And guys, I'm going to get right into it here. You know, how does this all end if we don't stop them? Like, if we don't stop the Great Reset, how does this all end? So I've got a video clip here, okay? This is Yuval Noah Harari, who is loved. He's beloved by Obama, Gates, Zuckerberg, Schwab, And he loves transhumanism. Okay, this is Yuval Noah Harari. Just watch this little clip here. We're going to start with Pastor Leon Benjamin, then we'll go to Roger Stone here.
All right.
Backing it up, and here we go.
Please welcome Yuval Noah Harari.
First book got some heavy-duty endorsements.
The other book that I really enjoyed, a book by an Israeli author, Yuval Harari, called Sapiens.
Besides Obama, Bill Gates has blogged about it, and Mark Zuckerberg recommended it for his book club.
Historian Yuval Harari has developed his vision of the future by studying the past. His Israeli roots are of crucial importance to the formation of his view of the future. He's now using all of that knowledge to give us his vision for the future.
With especially the rise of brain-computer interfaces and biometric sensors and so forth, it is very likely that within, say, 50 years, people will literally be part of a network. All the bodies, all the brains would be connected together to a network, and you won't be able to survive if you're disconnected from the net, because your own body parts, your own immune system, perhaps depends on being constantly connected to the colony, to the network.
Okay, Pastor Leon Benjamin, that's their guy. I mean, Klaus Schwab, Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, they love him. That's Yuval Noah Harari, and that's his vision for the future. Sir, with 2.5 minutes on the clock, what's wrong with that?
He's a false prophet. He is trying to steal or to take our souls. It's satanic.
Literally.
Anything that we have to connect to, anything natural, you will ultimately become a slave. Yeah. We are connected to God, who is spirit. That's why we're free, because he created us. He wants to take us away from our creator and attach us to something that's already created.
That's right.
You'll never live. You'll never have a soul. You have to stay connected to God.
Roger Stone, other than the fact that you've all know Harari has a statistically higher probability of contracting monkeypox, why does the left love him?
In a way, we should love him, because the more he talks, the more he discredits their entire agenda. What's amazing about he and Schwab is that they say out loud exactly what their plan for the country is. And this has to terrify every freedom-loving Christian, every freedom-loving American in the country. These guys don't even hide their agenda. Before that, let me say one other thing. I'm really privileged to be here with my favorite white supremacist, Bishop Leon Benjamin.
Now, Seth, you train dogs, and the reason why I have you guys at Tip Top Canine here with us today is at TipTopCanine.com. You're selling businesses and hiring people that don't require the COVID-19 vaccine. So again, you're providing jobs for people that don't want to take the vaccines. You're also providing franchise opportunities for people that don't require the COVID-19 vaccines. Many people are being forced to switch careers. Seth, are you down with connecting your immune system to the hive mind?
Absolutely not.
Why?
No way. Because it's damaging. I'm not going to damage my body. I'm not going to force my employees to do something they don't believe in or they don't want to, and I'm just not going to do it.
Brian, you've all know Harari is praised by MIT, Stanford, Harvard,
Great.
New York Times, Obama, Gates, Zuckerberg. They all love Yuval Noah Harari. What is it that attracts people to Yuval Noah Harari?
I think it's the little mouse figure, how skinny and frail and weak looking he is. It's like when you see the little puppy on the side of the road that hasn't eaten in 2 weeks and it's got like fleas. You just were like, I'm a little guy, little buddy.
So
I think that's what they feel towards him. And
do you find yourself wanting to be led by him?
The mouse boy? No chance, dude. Get out of town. This is crazy, dude. He's off the charts. He's got a demo, man.
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about Yuval Noah Harari.
Love you, General Flynn.
The ultimate goal of the Great Reset with Pastor Leon Benjamin, General Michael Flynn, and the great Roger Stone. And again, we're joined here with America's number one white supremacist, Pastor Leon Benjamin.
InfoWars.
For Owen Troy, and we're trying to figure out, why is the world obsessed with Yuval Noah Harari? Not the good team. Why is it that Team Satan loves Yuval Noah Harari? What is it about him? And so you, and people say, who is Yuval Noah Harari? Well, this is Yuval Noah Harari. He right here, he's Israeli, okay? He's openly gay. He rejects the God of his fathers. His name Yuval in Hebrew is Jubal, which is interesting because he writes in Hebrew and reads in Hebrew. Noah and then Harari, Yuval Noah Harari. He's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates. And he recently said, this out loud during one of his interviews. Let me go ahead and share this clip here. I'd love to get everyone's take on this. This is Yuval Noah Harari. Listen to what he says here, folks.
Many of the scenarios that I outlined before the pandemic, I didn't outline them as a prophecy, but just as a possibility. Maybe it will happen. It's not an extremely deadly virus. It's not the Black Death. And look what it's doing to the world. So now just try to think, what will be the implications of a much bigger problem like climate change? Also, conceptually, it shows that, and here I completely agree with you, Rutger, that it shows you that you can change things on a massive scale. That, and again, you can stop all flights. You can lock down entire countries. You can actually do that. And life goes on in some way. And this, I would say, may make us more open to radical ideas about how to deal also with climate change.
Okay, so he's openly saying that, okay, with COVID-19, it wasn't a super deadly virus, and look what it did. We could stop air traffic, and now with climate emergency, look what we could do with that. Roger Stone, what is it that makes Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, and Harvard, all of you all know Harari?
Well, they're all elitists.
Yep.
I mean, in this country in the 50s and the 60s, up until really the last decade, we had a problem with communists, but that's because they worked undercover. Yep. They were insidious, and they burrowed into all of our institutions, but they didn't let themselves be known. Now you have Klaus Schwab and his sidekick, Robin, and they're saying exactly out loud what the elitist agenda for America is. I think that they believe that it is somehow erudite, it's hip, it's cool, it shows that you're some kind of a intellectualoid. But I actually think it's good because it's fair warning now for the American people. You know exactly what their agenda is. Clay, I told you this, that 6 months ago I said in a speech that I believe that they would try to plant some kind of microchip under our skin so that we could be monitored. And I was trashed by Newsweek, Salon, The Daily Beast, all the rest of the fake news outlets. And of course, today, they're very open about the fact that that's precisely what they propose. In that same interview, I said that ultimately millions of people would either be killed or hurt by the COVID-19 vaccinations. They said I was lying. I said, no, I was just premature.
Now, Pastor Leon Benjamin, this is Yuval Noah Harari, speaking at the Athens Democracy Forum, saying that COVID-19 was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin. Listen to this.
Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And this was the moment when everything became monitored. That we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian regimes, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
Oh, there you have it. So Pastor Leon Benjamin, what are your thoughts here? Again, Yuval Noah Harari, why does Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard, why do they love this guy?
They think he's God. This is all about worship. Yeah. The digitalization of technology is about who do we worship.
Right.
666 is a digitalization of worship. The number of the what? The man is 666. Who do we worship? Are we going to worship God or are we going to worship man? And so these men think he's God, and he's not. He is a human just like we are who needs salvation, who needs mercy, because his intelligence has become digitalized. 666, that's Antichrist. That's intelligence that becomes digitalized so that people and men, and boys and girls, can begin to worship man and not God. But we can't do that. We worship God. We don't worship man. You're my fellow brethren, just like the angel told John. Don't worship me. I'm one of your brethren. So you get up and don't you dare worship me. We worship God.
Now, Seth, if you could tell Carter, I need to buy a stack. I want to do some shout-outs to people right there. If you're looking for a ticket right now to the Reawaken America Tour, you just go to timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go there, you can request your tickets. Again, you just type in you just go to timetofreeamerica.com, request a ticket. We had just under 45 tickets remaining for the Reawaken America Tour of Batavia. Now, we have Donna Clement joining us on the tour. This is Kim Clement, the late great prophet. His daughter, Donna, she's on the stage. And people say, wow, that's General Flynn. What? That's Donna Clement. What are they doing on the same stage? I'll start with you, Donna. Why do we have pastors and generals on the same stage? What is that all about? Why are we having, what is happening?
Well, what's happening, I think my dad might have termed it at some point when he prophesied about, because he saw everything. He saw a lot. Well, not everything, but he saw a lot. And he termed it the Jesus Revolution. And what he saw was that there would be a rise and fall of a Fourth Reich, and it would be the nations of the earth, the people of those countries that would rise up against this, and it would fall. And so we are already starting to see that, for sure.
Now, General Flynn, what I want to do here
I like the Jesus Revolution. I love it. That's, you know, I call it spiritual warfare, but I actually listened to Leon and just in this Jesus Revolution, which is a great phrase. I actually feel so blessed to be alive. I mean, right now, in this most consequential time in history, you know, with all of the negatives, all of these crazy, crazy things that seem to be happening to us, you know, this is one of the most fascinating, one of the most uplifting times to be alive in history. We know everybody on this, you know, all of us on this show right now, but we have so many new relationships that have been sort of, we've been blessed with, we've been sort Amen. Of you know, granted by God. Yeah. And I'm talking about only in the last couple of years. You know, I have people that I know for my whole life, right? But there are these incredible relationships that we now have. And that's why I think about this often, about, you know, when I get up in the morning, sometimes I have, you know, a bad day or a good day or whatever. But the more I think about it, the more I am so fired up. I'm so blessed to be, and we all are, especially this body of tip of the spear people that are part of this Jesus Revolution. I love it. This is spiritual warfare at its finest. I mean, there's physical, there's emotional, there's intellectual components, but this is what it is about, and we are going to be victorious. Trust me, with the people like Leon, people like the great Roger Stone, I mean, Danae, and all the people that we have been talking about, we are going to be victorious in this country, believe me. We're going to lead the rest of the world.
Now, Jared, for the final 30 seconds here, if anybody goes to timetofreeamerica.com and you request tickets right now, if you use promo code InfoWars, we're going to help support the InfoWars program. You also get discounts off the VIP tickets. Carter, can I see the stack here? I want to give a few shout-outs to a few people here. Big shout out here. Ticket request just came in from Karen. Okay, we also have Karen Riccio. That's the 917. David Day in the 918. All right, ladies and gentlemen, request those tickets again. It's time to free America.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer back here with you. We have to cut in here. We are expecting the final verdict in the Alex Jones InfoWars free speech system Sandy Hook case. The punitive damages are about to be announced. Guys, give me the live stream on the screen right now, please, if you would. The judge is in, the jury is coming in. Here we go.
Question number two, $20,500,000. Question number three, $20,500,000. All right. This question is addressed to my jury. Is this your verdict? So say each and all of you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Would the attorneys like to examine the verdict?
There you go.
All right. Then I'm going to accept this as a verdict of the jury and order that the clerk enter it upon the minutes of the court. All right. At this time, I am required by the rules of the Supreme Court of Texas to give you one more of the many, many instructions I have given you over the past 2 weeks. I have previously instructed you that you should observe strict secrecy during the trial and during your deliberations, and that you should not discuss the case with anyone except other jurors during your deliberations. I am now about to discharge you. After your discharge, you are released from your secrecy, and you will then be free to discuss the case and your deliberations with anyone. However, you are also free to decline to discuss the case and your deliberations if you wish. After you are discharged, it is lawful for the attorneys or other persons to question you to determine whether any of the standards for jury conduct that I have given you in the course of this trial were violated, and to ask you to give an affidavit to that effect. You are free to discuss or not discuss these matters and to give or not give an affidavit. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you again for your jury service. Without it, our system of justice could not exist. I hope that you have benefited to some extent by your being a crucial part of this trial. I will release you, and then Ms. Magic still has some paperwork for you, and then I will step into the jury room in a few minutes to thank you a little less formally, excuse me, but you are now excused. Thank you so much.
All rise. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now we're going to have to wait to get the final number here, but it sounded like they just said somewhere around $45 million was the number that they landed on. So we'll get that final number. Alex Jones is in studio. And, you know, let me just say something real quick that I've learned over the years, and I really have to check myself right here. When there's something very serious that you're involved in, it's really best to not even be on air, quite frankly. And that's because I really should probably take off time to decompress and let this sink in instead of having an emotional response where I might say something I don't mean or say something I might regret. But I will just say this. What you saw today is exactly what I opened up the show with, and that's when I explained that the mask is off, folks. The modern day liberal, progressive Democrat left are now accepting their role as the bad guy. They've now fully embraced it. They're not pretending anymore. It's not a game. It's not they're pretending to have the moral high ground. They've removed the mask. They know they're the bad guys now. They've accepted the role. They like it. I'm pretty sure by 1940 and post 1940 in Nazi Germany, if you were still serving Hitler, you knew what you were doing. Like, you knew at that point what you were doing. We've crossed the threshold now. They now know what they're doing. They now know they're the bad guys. They now know they're the tyrants. They now know they're the authoritarians. They now know they're the murderers of civilization. And that's why we're where we're at right now. And that's why Alex Jones must be destroyed. Because he put his entire life and will against them for 20 plus years. And so when you saw the lawyers from the other side today, which, by the way, I mean, let's just assume that the lawyers for the plaintiffs are really upstanding and good people. So I'm sure they won't see a dime of this verdict, right? I'm sure the lawyers will not see a penny of this verdict because they did it for the Sandy Hook parents and they did it for the right reason. So I'm sure they're not going to see a penny of the $40+ million of the verdict. I'm sure that that's not what they're doing this for. I'm sure. I wonder if we'll see their financial records. Like they went through Alex Jones, made a bunch of claims, and then presented none of the claims as evidence to the jury. But understand, when those lawyers that I'm sure won't be taking a dollar of the millions they just got, when those lawyers stepped up today and they said, this is about punishing Alex Jones and this is about making sure Alex Jones can never go on air again, that's them removing the mask. They're not pretending anymore. They're the bad guys. Now understand this. The biggest mass murderers in the 20th century was Mao Zedong, a communist, and Adolf Hitler, a socialist. And if we don't learn what the leftist ideology does to civilization, the blood-soaked leftist ideology, the vortex of which is communism and socialism, which is what the modern American liberal progressive Democrat represents, if we don't understand that that was the most murderous, blood-soaked ideology enforced on this planet in the 20th century, if we haven't learned that here in the 21st century, folks, they're going to do it again.
That's what they're trying to do.
And guess what? It'll be worse than Mao Zedong. It'll be worse than Hitler because it will be worldwide. These people aren't looking for a strong nation state. They are looking for world domination. And just look at how they executed their world government after COVID, a virus that was made in a lab and they lied to you about it. And then a vaccine that they're now saying has a serious side effects, one every 800 people that take it. So I am going to see if Alex is going to be joining us. He is in studio. We're going to get the final numbers on this verdict here. It's just unbelievable. So there you go. We'll have more news. I think Alex might be joining us as well. It's just unbelievable to see it, folks. It's just unbelievable to see it. And they're telling you this is all about destroying InfoWars. This is all about destroying Alex Jones. This isn't about the Sandy Hook parents anymore. Just listen to the arguments from the lawyers this morning for the plaintiffs. It's all about destroying Alex. So I just hope people see it. Just like they did Alex with censoring him off social media as a test case. Then they got doctors. Then they got presidents. Then they got congressmen and women. Now, this precedent that they've set in this case against Alex Jones will certainly be used against other Americans to destroy them, shut them down, just like the lawyers and the judge said. So, I'm going to take my own advice now, and I'm just going to step back, catch my breath, read a little bit, but they just came out. So, I think the final number is 45 plus million. They know we don't have it. They didn't present any of the evidence of their claims today. And so they just claim Alex has hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, you don't think I would be upset if Alex had hundreds of millions of dollars? They undress me. Everyone says, look, Schroyer doesn't make that much money. Schroyer doesn't have that much money. I don't care about the money. When Alex comes to me for raises, I tell him, Alex, hire another crew member. Alex, cut a check. Give the crew a bonus check. That's how we work around here. So, yeah, you don't think I'd be upset if I thought Alex Jones was lying about the money? So it's ridiculous. They claim he has all this money. They make all the claims and they don't provide any evidence. And then the judge says, Alex Jones is not allowed to testify. Alex Jones and his lawyers are not allowed to show any evidence and I will strike any of it from the record. Yeah, total fair case. So, but hey, you watch. I want everybody to watch as the left celebrates this, even conservatives, some rhinos and Con Inc. will celebrate this. It'll be all over the news. And they have now successfully commandeered Alex Jones's entire body of work for his entire career as one of the most forward-thinking, insightful, in many ways prophetic radio hosts, talk show hosts, and journalists in modern history. And they have now commandeered Alex Jones, stolen his identity, plastered this lawsuit and case on his forehead and saying, here's Alex Jones, look how we've destroyed him. If you stand against us, we'll destroy you next. And I am sad to sit here and predict that just like the media embraced Alex Jones being censored off the internet, and just like even some conservatives and Republicans embraced the idea of Alex Jones getting censored off the internet, only to eventually taste it for themselves, I don't think they've learned the lesson yet, and I don't think they'll understand the true political persecution that Alex Jones has to go through once again. So will Alex Jones, the most politically persecuted man in America, be joining me on the air? I'm not sure, but when we come back, it'll be Clay Clark.
The question is, how do you follow that? I'm going to just tee it up here. This is the best way I can describe how I process things like this. When my dad got Lou Gehrig's disease, I remember my dad called me. My dad didn't call me a lot during the workday, you know? My dad calls me and says, can we talk? And I knew when he called me something really bad was at the other end of that call. And I said, yeah, we could talk. So I got my Hummer and I drove to the parking lot so I could take the call. And I took the call and he said, son, I'm going to die of Lou Gehrig's disease. And these are these moments where you can't deal. Nobody has the ability to determine what happens to them, but it's how we react to it. It's do we become bitter or do we become better? And do we rally around those who have been hurt? And so I just told my dad, I said, Dad, I'm with you. Let's make a list of all the things you want to do, all the people you want to see. And I called Coach Eddie Sutton, the Oklahoma State basketball coach, one of my dad's good friends. And I said, Eddie, it'd mean the world to my dad if you could visit him because he just found out he's going to die very soon. And Eddie came by and visited my dad all the time. And then I called the NBA great Paul Pressey. I said, Paul, my dad's got Lou Gehrig's disease. And Paul Pressey, who was still coaching Kobe Bryant during his final season on the Lakers, Paul Pressey would call my dad daily and pray for my father, a man who he had only met in passing just to see how he was doing. And I just think right now, I believe in the power of prayer. I also know what it's like to be a persecuted patriot. You know, I'm being sued by Dominion's Eric Coomer for allowing speakers like Mike Lindell to speak about election fraud and these sorts of things. We're defaming Eric Coomer by allowing Americans to share the truth about election fraud. And so I'm going to with 3 minutes on the clock here, I'm going to turn it over to General Flynn, who's been persecuted. And then we'll go to Roger Stone here. General Flynn, you've been persecuted at the highest level. How do you respond to something like that, sir?
Yeah, so I will tell you, when I talk about faith, family, and true friends, and that's really important that people understand that, because when you are at your lowest point, and you know, and you just feel like you're walking in the, you know, you're about to walk into the gates of hell, and all of a sudden you get lifted up because somebody comes into your life, and you think that, you know, you think that this is it, it's over, that you'll never be able to recover. One of the things that I learned in the military, this is many, many times I use this because I saw a lot of death, and I saw a lot of things that resulted in death that were from mistakes that people made. Could have been in a aviation accident, it could have been in a live fire, it could have been on the battlefield. And one of the things that goes through your mind, particularly as a commander, is, you know, you're going to have to deal with that issue. And when I would get with the people that were involved, I would look at them and I would say, look, you are not going to be judged by something bad happening in your life. You're going to be judged by what you do about it now. Okay? What are you going to do about it now? How are you going to lift yourself up, dust yourself off? And what kinds of things do you return to? And one of the big, you know, lessons that I've learned over the last, I lived five lifetimes in the last 5 years. I've learned that my faith has grown much, much stronger. My family and the family that I have, and everybody here has met, you know, different parts of my family. And then the true friends that have come into my life and my family's life. And that's what matters the most. When you're down and you feel persecuted, you always return to those things that matter the most. And the number one is the power of prayer and your faith. And I know that I've had off and on conversations with Roger. I'll let Roger talk a little bit about it, because I know that when you're persecuted, and trust me, all of us are going to continue to be persecuted. I'll stop there because I think that it's important to hear from Roger as well.
Now, General Flynn, with 30 seconds on the clock, we'll come back to Roger after the break so I don't paint him into a corner here. But I want to encourage everybody, go on Infowars.com. Okay, it's August 5th here. What better way to say I love you to Alex Jones than by buying 10 copies of his book, The Great Reset, right now. So go on Infowars.com, buy 10 copies of Alex Jones' book, support Alex Jones right now during this time. Everybody lift him up lift him up in prayer during the break. We'll come back. My name is Clay Clark, filling in for Owen Schroyer. And again, folks, let's pray for Alex Jones. Yep. All right, folks, my name is Clay Clark. I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer. And obviously, we all just heard the verdict is in. We know now that the Infowars, a company in Alex Jones, are to pay, I believe the total was $45 million to the families related to this case. And Roger Stone, you have had an entire team of federal agents show up at your home in the middle of the night I think as recently as Monday, you were the fodder of the internet machine again, bringing up an old story and making it new again. Sir, how do you process perpetual persecution?
First of all, I agree with everything my friend General Flynn said. When you go through a crucible like this, you learn who your real friends are, and you learn who the people were who pretended to be your friends because there was some benefit to them. Of the people on this panel, I think I know Alex Jones the best and probably the longest. In fact, in this Soviet-style show trial, it was revealed that Jones's lawyer inadvertently sent 2 years of text messages to the plaintiff's attorneys. And they said that those text messages included intimate communications between Jones and I. And they're absolutely right. We prayed together. We prayed for our nation together. Alex prayed for my wife when she had cancer. Alex lifted me up when I was staring into the abyss and looking at a death sentence at the hands of a federal judge. Alex Jones is a good and decent man. He's a God-fearing Christian. He's done more for this movement than perhaps anyone you can name. And right now, he needs our support. There's a place at the InfoWars store where you can go just to make a contribution. If you're not in the market for a book or one of his great products, there's a link where you can just send a contribution. There has never been a time that this patriot has needed us more than he needs us right now. So please go to the InfoWars.com store, buy his book, buy a product, or just send a contribution. But above all, pray for Alex Jones and his family. They went after him for two reasons. This is what he told me a month ago when I was down in the dumps. They went after him because he's a winner and he's a warrior. And he will never quit in the fight for freedom.
Donnie Clement, your father, the late great prophet Kim Clement, has been called a false prophet by virtually everybody before he passed away. And then when he passed away, the man that said that Trump would become a trumpet was vindicated. But after his death, your father made a lot of predictions or prophecies about the future that have come to pass. He even talked about a time where there'd be a contested election and where people would actually not agree on who the president was. And I never went online and said your dad's a false prophet, but I thought, how is that ever possible? And then it happened and you lived through it. How have you as the Clement family battled through persecution, online attacks about your father's ministry? I think you're muted, but I appreciate you. I think you're muted.
We definitely know all about persecution and lawsuits. I mean, my dad had to deal with all kinds of things. And I'll tell you a story. Our family, we just ignore it because we just deal with it and ignore it because we're so used to it. And if you want to talk about a false prophet, you've got Yuval over there with Klaus. I mean, that's your false prophet or your media.
Yep.
Or the court system that just did this to Alex Jones.
Yep.
Those are the false prophets. Those are the giants. You know, my dad saw a lot of things, but he saw that we would have to overcome giants. There would be giants to overcome.
Yes.
And one thing I'll just tell you quickly, the way my dad dealt with it was one day he was on his way to a meeting. He was really excited about going. He put the radio on and there were Christians on the radio talking about somebody. And he kept thinking, this person sounds terrible. And next thing they said, oh, it's Kim Clement. And he realized they were talking about him and he was so heartbroken. And he said, God, what do I do? And God said, change the channel to the jazz station.
Oh, good.
And he did. So, however, this is a little bit different with Alex Jones because, you know, this isn't a court where it is actually going to have a tremendous effect. I mean, that's a lot of money. I would encourage anybody, if you could give $20, $5, if everybody threw in, we could help him out with this. And I'm going to be definitely doing that. So I just wanted to throw that in there because we really have standing up for others.
There's millions of listeners who listen to this program. So everybody puts in $50 today. I mean, that's a great start. So I encourage everybody right now, go to InfoWars.com, donate something, $10, $20, get out your wallet. Let's make it happen. Now, Dr. Rashid Batar, you were named directly by the Biden administration, if I'm correct, as being one of the most dangerous doctors in America. Now, as a doctor, you typically don't want to be known as the dangerous doctor, unless you're Dr. Kevorkian, the famous doctor who advocated for suicide. So you don't want to be known as America's most dangerous doctor. How do you power through persecution, sir?
Clay, I think that, like Roger just said, and I asked this question to General Flynn when I first met him back in Salt Lake City, because, you know, to me, just what General Flynn went through was, besides just being something that was, you can't even fathom, to be one of the greatest heroes in American history and then to be labeled completely the opposite, and how do you deal with that on a daily basis? I think it comes down to, many people would say faith, other people would say, you know, that many people use different words. Actually, General Flynn used that word faith. He said faith, and he just looked down at the ground and he shook his head and he said, just faith. And it was interesting, you know, hearing that, because at certain times when the darkest, when the day or the night looks the darkest, I have found that it is almost like the test, the universe is testing your resolve. God is testing your resolve. And the only way you can fail is by quitting. That's the only way you can fail. So as long as you're continuing forward, I think that this is the one thing that we need to remember, that no matter what happens, you put one step forward, next step forward, and you keep going until, you know, my son said to me, Dad, what if you never hit your target? And I said, it doesn't matter as long as you never quit. He goes, what if you're bleeding and you're crawling there and you still don't get there? I said, no matter what, nobody can say that you quit. As long as you didn't quit, you can fail. He goes, but I never reached my target. I said, it doesn't matter whether you reach your target. You didn't quit. And if you didn't quit, you didn't fail. And that's the key. Nobody can say that you quit. And so for Alex, you know, I've never met Alex a couple of times. I've been scheduled to be on the show. I know that many times I used to tune into him. So Clay, I'm just going to tell you, we've got the Advanced Medicine Conference, the digital access that I believe is the most important information that has been released. And I know you guys are going to think I'm crazy, but the last 2,000 years, I believe this has been the most important information that's been released, because I believe we've got the only antidote to the monkeypox, to the coronavirus, to whatever it is, based upon historical precedents, based upon scientific literature, based upon published research, and based upon anecdotal evidence. And we've reduced the price down to $129, normally it's $399, and anybody can get this right now at 25. We can give them a 25% discount, but half of everything that comes in is going to go to Alex. That's my commitment to Alex, to help him out. This this information literally has changed lives already. We're getting calls in from doctors that were in attendance, that were lecturing, saying that in 4 days and 5 days, their issues from the viral shedding and such was disappearing.
Roger, so, what's that website? One more time.
They can go to advancedmedicineconference.com.
Okay.
ADVANCED, advancedmedicineconference.com. And when they go to checkout, just type in Alex Jones in all caps, and that'll give them a 25% discount over the regular price, which is $129. So it'll cost them $96, and half of that will go to Alex.
Now, we come back from the break. I'm going to share with you folks what happens if we don't stop the Great Reset. So the question I have for you, are we going to have the Great Resist or the Great Reset? That's the question I have for you, because Yuval Noah Harari in 2013 laid out specifically what he wanted to do. And guess what? Obama says, I'm behind it. I love it. I support it. Zuckerberg says, it sounds great. Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, they love his plan. MIT, Stanford, Harvard, the globalists, Klaus Schwab, they all love the plan. And I think if you know what this plan is, you're going to get a lot more motivated to fight back. It's a spiritual battle. It's a literal battle. It's happening. And then Pastor Leon Benjamin's going to break down how nefarious this plot is. And Dr. Jim Meehan's going to break it down as well. But again, folks, heading into the break right now, we have just under 40 tickets remaining now for the Reawaken America Tour, Batavia, New York. We're on venue number 5, but we're still alive. We're not going to stop. Get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. And if you do use promo code InfoWars, it gets you a discount on those VIP tickets, a discount on your tickets. And again, folks, we have scholarship pricing. Everybody can afford to go. That's timetofreeamerica.com. And let your prayers be with Alex Jones. We'll be back after break.
You work in a cafeteria. Sawyer popping back in here. I want to let you know Alex Jones is preparing a response. He is on the phone with lawyers right now. He may be doing his initial response right here live on the War Room, or he may just be recording one separately to be uploaded directly at band.video. So I just wanted to give you that update. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do a scoop here because I just feel like doing it. And Alex, if you get mad at me for this one, I'm sorry. But this morning, Alex Jones actually saved a man's life after leaving the courtroom. And the whole thing is on video. And Alex said he doesn't want to put the video out because he feels like people would say he's exploiting the current phenomenon of the media being focused on Alex to put out this video of him saving a man's life. And then they would say, look at Alex exploiting the attention, or even say it's fake. It's not. He did. And he said, we don't need to make a big deal of it. We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to air the video. But I just did it. So there you go. Cat's out of the bag. But that's what you got. So waiting to hear from Alex again. He's just preparing his response. It's either going to be live here on the War Room, or he may just upload a recorded response directly to band.video. When I have that information for you, I'll let you know, or he'll just be right here in the studio with me. Stay tuned for updates, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back to the great Clay Clark doing a great job today.
Appreciate it, Owen. Again, folks, we're honored to be here filling in for Owen and Alex today on this great historic show. And by the way, this is being a historic show because I will tell you, every time that I sit down with a young entrepreneur, I always tell them, listen, failure is a prerequisite to success, all right? You got to turn that bitterness into betterness. I'm just telling you, there's no gain without a little bit of pain. And I'm telling you, sometimes people need a wake-up call. Sometimes people need a 2x4 to hit them in the face to wake them up. I'm going to share this clip with you. Now, this clip I'm going to cut to right now. Nobody's seen this clip yet. I saw this clip for the first time this morning, and I thought to myself, this is not really what I'm watching here. Okay, this is Yuval Noah Harari in 2013, a man praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates, the top advisor for Klaus Schwab. This is a video educational course he put out called The End of Homo Sapiens. The End of Homo Sapiens. I'm going to go full screen and just watch Yuval Noah Harari in 2013. And again, this is before Obama endorsed him and his books. So watch this.
This is an American electrician who lost both his arms up to the shoulder in 2001 in an accident. Claudia has lost one arm in a motorcycle accident. Both of them now use bionic arms. The amazing thing about these bionic arms is that they are operated by thought alone. We will have at our disposal the ability to read the thoughts in the mind of another person directly, whether he wants it or not. Just think what the CIA, for example, could do with such an amazing invention.
Okay, this is just part of what they're planning. That's why they wanted to put this RNA modifying nanotechnology inside your body. If you haven't seen the patents, folks, you can go to timetofreeamerica.com. Again, that's timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. There you can read the 66 patents of Charles Lieber. Charles Lieber funded by Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein. You can read the patents there. And these patents, by the way, this technology only can go in your body via a syringe. So if you haven't read the patents, okay, this technology here, and I'm giving you the patent number, folks. Look it up. This might be the 2x4 you need to wake you up. Patent number W02015199784A2. It goes into the body. It says the device may be passed through a syringe or needle. Dr. Jim Meehan, you're seeing patients that have taken these RNA-modifying nanotechnology COVID-19 shots. You're seeing the results of this. Is it shocking to you that, to hear that Yuval Noah Harari believes we should put technology in your body that has the ability to control your thoughts and that it would be a helpful tool for the CIA?
It's, you know, it comes as no surprise. I'm seeing lots of damage by the COVID-19 vaccines. They are causing so much harm to the human body. But to watch and to learn more and more about Yuval Noah Harari, I can see the satanic agenda manifesting. And if this guy isn't the Antichrist, he's the precursor to it, because this man is doing what God cleansed the earth of in the times of Noah. This Noah is trying to defile the human genomic structure. He's a transhumanist. This goes into a very bad place. And my biggest concern is that we've allowed this, you know, decree of crisis to control so much of the population, to bring a a vaccine, novel vaccine, and it's not a vaccine, a novel gene therapy to defile the health of the human population. We've only begun to see the fallout of that. People are dying, people are being harmed, and we expect more and more autoimmune and cancer to rise in the vaccinated population. But this all seems to be coordinated. It's spiritual warfare. And if you don't understand, if you're not in that fight, if you're not moving closer to Christ, if you're not on your knees praying for all of these freedom fighters, then you are ineffective. Mm. Become effective. Become engaged in this, because this is spiritual warfare and this is satanic.
Now watch this here, Pastor Leon Benjamin. Here we go, coming to you next.
Now this photograph is a kind of eerie echo of the Lion Man statue from the Shtadel cave that we encountered in the second lesson of this course. In the case of the Lion Man from the Shtadel cave, humans imagined a combination of a human and a lion. Now, 30,000 years ago, people could imagine, could think about such a hybrid creature, half human, half lion, and they could make an ivory statue of such a creature, but nobody 30,000 years ago knew how to actually produce a living being which is half this, half that. Today, humans are acquiring the ability to actually produce such beings.
Okay, Leon Benjamin, a minute and a half on the clock. What is going on? This guy, Yuval Noah Harari, he literally wants to create new beings here. How do you process this?
Yeah, well, you know, it happened in the days of Noah, where the sons of God, angels, slept with the daughters of men to produce these heinous creatures. Some of them had like 12 toes, you know, three eyes. I mean, they were heinous. 12 fingers. Goliath was a part of that. And God said that he would not always strive with men because his thoughts are continually evil. So what's going on is God has already resolved this through the death, burial, and resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The true man, Jesus, is very God, very man. So ultimately, all of those creatures and the total vain imagination of trying to change man will be destroyed. And so what this Nohari, he is false prophet. He's trying to prophesy something that really would never come to pass.
Now this video came out in 2013. Obama endorsed him. Okay, after this, so we come back from the break. I want to get General Flynn's take on this and Dr. Rashid Batar. Again, this is Yuval Noah Harari, celebrated by Obama, Gates,
and Zuckerberg. The globalists are fighting around the...
My name's Clint Clark, and I'm filling in for the great Owen Schroyer today, joined by General Flynn, Roger Stone, Rashid Batar, Donnie Clement, and Pastor Leon Benjamin with Dr. Jim Meehan in studio here. The Great Reset. You hear about the Great Reset, you hear the words Great Reset, but what does it mean? And who's leading it? Well, Yuval Noah Harari is the top advisor of Klaus Schwab, and this is the guy leading the Great Reset. This is Yuval Noah Harari, and this is Klaus Schwab. And Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari have a plan. They've been working on this plan for a long time. So I'm going to play a clip for you, and I want to get General Flynn's take on this. This is Yuval Noah Harari in 2013. And you say, well, why does Obama, Gates, and Zuckerberg celebrate this man so much? Well, they obviously agree with his worldview. So this is Yuval Noah Harari in 2013 sharing with you his vision for the future of humanity.
What is at stake is upgrading our cognitive and emotional abilities. So it's unlikely that these ethical and political objections will indefinitely prevent the research from going forward. So this is the first method by which Homo sapiens might upgrade itself quite soon into something completely different, biological engineering. Another method to upgrade humans is cyborg engineering. Cyborgs are beings that combine organic and inorganic parts, such as a human with bionic hands. In a sense, all of us are cyborgs these days, since our natural senses and functions are supplemented, improved by devices such as eyeglasses and pacemakers and even computers. Computers perform more and more tasks previously done by our organic brains and memories. We are likely to start having inorganic devices connected directly to our brains and to our nervous system. Devices that will be inseparable from us and that will change our abilities, desires, personalities, and identities.
Okay, that's enough of you, Yuval Noah Harari. That's, again, the guy celebrated by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates. People say, why do you talk about him all the time? This is the guy who leads the ship. So, Dr. General Flynn, what are your thoughts? I mean, when you know that Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, they love this guy.
A word that comes to mind is psychopath. Psychopath. Psychopaths have existed in history, and just as he was talking, I jotted down a few names like Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, Mao, Idi Amin, Saddam Hussein. All psychopaths. It doesn't mean that they're not smart. It doesn't mean that they're not brilliant. It doesn't mean that they don't have advisors or others around them, because all those names that I just gave, as well as this character, are all advised or they are advising other psychopaths. Psychopaths in history have been they have created disasters, human disasters. And so what we're going to do is we're going to rise above this. We're going to assault, and we're going to achieve and get on top of the moral high ground, and we are going to maintain the moral high ground, and we're going to do that for a lot of reasons and through a lot of capabilities that we have. We have the truth on our side, we have our faith, our strong faith, and our beliefs on our side, and we have in the United States of America, we have tens and tens of millions of people on our side. So psychopaths are not going to rule the day, but trust me, they exist. They definitely exist, and we just heard from one. And I think that particular tape was almost 10 years ago, and this guy has only gotten worse.
Now, this
he
is...
He just needs to do some squats. If he wants to upgrade, he just needs to get some testosterone in that body and do some squats.
Now, this is a real quick here, folks. If anybody out there wants to attend the Reawaken America Tour, Dr. Rashid Batar will be joining us on the Reawaken America Tour. Right now, we just dipped under 40 tickets remaining now, so you can get your tickets at time2freeamerica.com. And again, just to be very clear, you can name your price. I don't want to overcomplicate this. You can pay whatever price you want to pay, and you can just text the number here, 918-851-0102. But I always love to give the InfoWars listeners shout-outs, because we're getting one person about every 15 seconds requesting a ticket for Batavia, New York here. So we've got Lynette in the house. That's a 253 area code. Lori at 661. Lori, filled out the form twice at 661. Jack, 440. Clifford from the 607. Carla from the 208. Jacob from the 214. Janine just in from the 315. Heather from the 585. William from the 253. People say, well, how do you find these speakers? I look for people that will share the truth without apology. Unapologetic patriots that love this country. And that's why I asked Dr. Rashid Batar to join us on the Reawaken America Tour. Dr. Rashid, what does everybody need to know about this monkeypox emergency that was just declared by the Biden administration?
It's all monkey business. It's all ludicrous. It's something that 2.5 years ago, when people asked me about do you think there's going to be a second wave? And I said, of course there's going to be a second wave, and there's going to be a third and a fourth, because it's all illusion, but it's not going to be caused by the pathogen. It's going to be caused by vaccine-induced injury. On top of that, it's going to be caused by a suppression of the immune system, which is being fueled by the cortisol levels that are being driven up because people are scared. The fear aspect, the sympathetic mimetic fight response, so all these things contribute to making people weaker, physically, constitutionally weaker, and they become more susceptible to all pathogens, bacteria, viruses, spirochetes, mycoplasma, yeast, parasites, whatever. But it's not going to be this virus that they're talking about, which is COVID or monkeypox or whatever it is. It's going to be vaccine-induced injury. And that's the biggest thing that we've got to look at right now, because what has happened already, that already Congressman Jim Jordan, during testimony, has had researchers validate that natural immunity is 27 times or 2,000
700% more effective than anything that can be induced by vaccines, anything. And now the New Wales study but the New Wales data that came out of Australia shows that people that are in the hospitals 37 times or 3,700% higher chance of being in the hospital if you've had the COVID vaccine. Everybody that has not had the vaccine, nobody's in the hospitals. People hear this propaganda about people